Blog Talk Radio.
Here, can I go live yet? I'm ready. Yeah. Good morning, guys. Let's go. I'm back, y'all. I'm back. It's Monday morning. I know how it is. If you're riding in your car, if you're sitting at your desk, if you're sitting at home, whatever you're doing, let's go, y'all. Talk to me. Talk to me. Call the show, guys. Call 516-531-9483. Call the show, guys. Call the show. Let's go. Making it happen on this Monday morning, huh? Come on. Y'all know how I like to do it. I know it's Monday, but we still got to live, right? Live on through this Monday, baby. Get it out the way. I don't know about y'all, but I always think about the weekend on Mondays. I think about it on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and especially Friday. Come on, y'all. More people joining the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know I hadn't been here in a while, but I'm ready. You're listening live right now to the Frank Williams Show. And guess what? I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. It's a great day. It's a Monday morning for all you guys who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people tuning in. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, if you'd like to give your comments or opinions on the show, again, you're already dialed in, and if you'd like to talk on the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, all right? And that number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. Let's play some bills, guys. Today's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA Duty. Whether you have corporate taxes, corporate accounting, personal taxes, personal accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And guys, again, I am a realtor. I am a real estate agent. I also sponsor this show. So this show is also sponsored by myself, Frank Williams Realty. And you can visit my site at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go there, guys. I got wealthy information on there on the site. You guys can check it out. You can contact me through the site, or if you know me personally, you know how to contact me. All right. Whether you're buying, selling, whether you know somebody who's buying or selling, I give great referrals, and hey, we can make some money together, right? That's what it's all about. All right. The call-in number is 516-531-9483. And just press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the show. All right. Let's see. Had a great weekend this weekend. I took me a day off on Friday. Took my wife out of town. We hung out the weekend. It was my anniversary on last Thursday, the 8th. It was 32 years of marriage, and we went out this weekend and we had a great time, Although the weather was tough, but hey, we were inside, right? So it was good. We had a really good weekend. And of course, you know, watching the games this weekend, we had a great time with the Georgia game. That was a decent game, and we put up some points on these guys, and hopefully the offense will be there this coming weekend when we play Alabama. So I'm sure looking forward to that, and we'll get it on with that Crimson Tide. All right. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Today's show is entitled "Them Falcons," and I wanted to say "Them Damn Falcons," because man, they are so disappointing. They're so disappointing, I was listening to some talk radio this morning about the sports in Atlanta, and this guy was saying it was embarrassing. Well, it's not embarrassing to me, because pretty much everyone expect that from the Falcons. I mean, we've been bad for a long time, and I just try not to get my hopes up. Some games I really want to watch because I'm watching the other teams, see what they're doing. But, you know, for us, I don't know. So now we finally made a coaching change, or we're going to make a coaching change. So we fired Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff. See, when you fire the head coach, the general manager has got to go as well. You know, we got to get rid of some people in the front office, because they're the ones who are responsible, and the head coach are responsible for this team and putting this team together. And when you look at the Falcons roster, when you look at our lineup, we do have a decent team. We have some great names on our roster. We do have a decent team. But our system is bad, okay? The system is bad. The way we do business is bad. So, you know, when we have a great offensive day, we have a bad day on defense where we can't stop anybody. And then we're stopping. Then on those days when we have decent defense, we can't put any points on the board. Three and out, three and out, three and out. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. When you keep going three and out on offense and keep your defense on the field, you're just wearing your defense down. And in the second half, that's when we have problems. It's problems because we don't have our legs, and that's because we've been playing the whole game. We haven't been able to rest. Okay, so that's our problem, is not being able to rest on defense, and not having, you know, not having what we need or what we need to produce on offense. Finally, we fired Dan Quinn, and I don't know who we're gonna bring in, but there are some suggestions out there, and we'll see exactly what happens. So I have a caller from the 609 area code. The first three digits are 464. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where you calling from, buddy?
Hey, Frank. This is Norman. I'm calling from Park Bench, sitting out here in this weather. But, I don't know what – happy belated anniversary to you and Laura. I've been knowing you guys for a while, but hope y'all had a good time on your anniversary. And,
yeah,
wish you many, many more. And but on the Falcons, they can fire the coach. Well, they did fire the coach, which they probably should have did that 2 years ago. But they can fire the, as you said, they should fire the general manager and start from fresh. I think the Falcons, it's like looking at the Falcons is like never, each year it never changes. I don't care who the coach is. It look like they're running the same place. I mean, I could, with my bad feet, I can go out there and defend and beat the Falcons because I already know what the game plan is going to be. I already know. It doesn't matter who the coach is, who the quarterback is. You know, when they had Steve, back in the day when they had Steve Barkas, they still running the same plans. The same place. It's the same place. If you look at the films from 20 years ago, from 10 years ago, it's the same place. And they don't have to scout the Falcons because they know what they're going to do. The whole league know what they're going to do every play. I think they need to, when they go out to recruit, they need to go out and recruit some of these, I really don't know, but I think they need to go out and recruit some people from these small towns I know everybody don't like the New England Patriots, but I like the New England Patriots because they have a system. They have a system. If somebody goes out, if one of the stars, I don't care if five of the stars can be out and they will still win it. Everybody say they were cheating. No, they come to play football. They come to do their job. The Falcons, they don't come to do the job. They don't do the basics. They don't practice because I don't know, and I don't know, Frank, if you done been to any Falcon practices over the years, but I've been to Falcon practices. And I'm like, I see why they lose. Because, half the people don't even, the major players don't even be at practice.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. They do not study films. You can tell they don't study films of the other team. They don't even study films of their own team. It's just ridiculous, man. They like you said, Frank, they need more. They need organization, and they do not have organization. And the next thing is that's going to happen, whoever, I can't think of the guy's name, but he's going to sell the team and he's just going to get out of it because, I don't even think he's making no money on tax write-off because, he's not making no money. That's all I got to say. I'll let somebody else talk.
All right, buddy. Hey, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you. I got some information for you too. I need to get to you. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, buddy. Now I have I have another caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 887. Hey, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Richard Kimbrough, and calling from Columbus, man. Calling from Columbus. How you doing, Frank?
What's going on, Rich? You doing all right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm
good,
doing
man.
Good, man. I think that listen, man. I ain't got much to say, man. Great show so far. I just want to say the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And so when I look at this game yesterday, Todd Gurley has 14 rushes for 121 yards, 8 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just keep running the ball? I don't understand why is against our religion to run the daggone ball.
I don't know, man.
I mean, hopefully Raheem Morris, who's the interim head coach, hopefully he just flips the script. And when you see, I mean, Todd Gurley not going to have those type of gut days every game. I mean,
right.
Hopefully we get it going like that. We ride him on out and, you know, keep it going. But I'm with the last caller, man. Everything got to change.
Everything got to change. And you know, I guess we still got that offensive coordinator, old Cutter, whatever his name is. He's still going to be calling plays. But again, it just can't be the players. It's got to be the system and the coach.
I definitely agree with that. When you got players that you've seen be elite their entire career, like a Julio Jones or even Matt Ryan. The people get Matt Ryan flack, but I mean it ain't but so many elite quarterbacks in the league. Matt Ryan is good enough to get it. I mean, we can try to tank for Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields all we want to, but the truth is we don't know if those guys can handle the NFL speed. We know Matt Ryan can handle the NFL speed, but we got to put the talent around him and put the game plan in place to get it done. And I just feel like the coaches, the staff have definitely let them down. They definitely let them down and the fans down.
Yeah. Because I know the commentators yesterday kept saying, man, Todd, we hadn't seen this Todd Gurley in 2 years. And he was he was running the ball well. Why not run it down their throat?
8.6 yards a carry. He gets 14 carries. That's it.
Yeah, 14 carries. That's it. That's mind-blowing, man.
Unbelievable. I don't know.
In basketball, and congratulations to the Lakers for winning championship, but in basketball, when you got somebody who can't miss, who somebody who get hot, your man get hot, you're gonna keep feeding him until he cool off.
Exactly.
So why not continue to feed Todd Gurley until they stop him?
Now I'm not sure who everybody really believes should get the next job, but I think Raheem Morris is good. He'll get an opportunity. I mean, you're 0-5, so you ain't got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
So he'll get plenty of time. And I think that's why they didn't let go of the offensive coordinator. You don't want to just strip the whole – you got to leave some people there. You don't want to start from scratch in the middle of the season. But hopefully we look at some fresh new candidates. That's going to bring something different to the table. And as we've seen these last couple years, when you try to bite off the Patriot tree, it just doesn't work out. I mean, look at the Lions. Falcons not looking so good. The quarterback from San Francisco, he's getting benched.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody seems to come from the Patriots. It just, for whatever reason, I mean, we can talk all day about the reasons, but it just doesn't work out, man. So maybe we should start with something fresh, something new, just give it a go, man, because, you know, ain't nowhere to go but up.
And you know what was funny this morning? I was listening to one of the shows this morning. The first name out this guy's mouth for the bring in and interview for the head coaching job was what's the boy from New England? Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator from New England. That's the first one that came out of his mouth, and everybody was like, no. You know, I just think we need to, we need to bring a black coach in to this black city. I know I got a lot of all different races of people that listen to the show, but at the same time, I'm just keeping it real. We need a black coach in here running this show. We need a black coach in here running this show.
That's a great point.
Yeah, man.
City of Atlanta. You got it. We got something we need to do. It's time.
Yeah, it's time, man. And I think we might get one in there this time. I hope old Arthur Blank gone and pin his ears back and gone and hire somebody, one of these black coaches from somewhere to come in and see if we can work this thing out, man. Give somebody else 6 years behind him and see what happens.
Why not?
Why not?
I tell you what, we fired Dan Quinn today, but man, you don't talk. I mean, is this what, 3 games too late? I mean, how did he not get fired
three
after
games,
the Dallas game?
3 games too late. Hey, Rich,
Hello,
I appreciate
man.
The call, man.
No problem, man. I'll listen some more off air, man. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate it. And again, that's exactly what we were saying. What all the callers are calling in saying is that, hey, we finally got rid of Dan Quinn. That needed to happen. And, hey, we'll see what happened from here, right? Got another call up on the show from the 678 area code. The first 3 digits are 283. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This is Ward. How's it going, buddy?
Ward, talk to me, bud. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing good. Happy anniversary, boy. Glad to hear you.
Good, man. I appreciate
like
that.
Feel like your first caller said, man, it's just time to, get into a new – this era of what we keep bringing in is done passed us by. The analytics and everything else to have a good, wholesome, team where nobody gets in trouble. And I'm not professing that we got to have some troublemakers, but I'm saying you got to have some cutting on the edge players sometimes, something that's going to change the pace.
You
can't keep going with the same thing over and over and over again.
You mean somebody that gonna get to fighting every now and then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, not somebody who gonna join in the fight. We need some starters who gonna I'm gonna start the fight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring the fight to somebody. It's just like even at the quarterback position. And I'm with your last caller. Matt can get the job done, but the issue is you got to have somebody sometime that gonna have a change of pace. You got the same thing. You need a backup quarterback that can come in sometime and let's run this wildcat. Let's do something different. Let's show the team something else. We just showed it.
Yeah.
The man said, every one of our plays, if you and I sit down looking at TV, we can say, well, this is what they finna run. Well, this is what they finna run.
Yeah.
and it just done passed us by.
Yeah. And we brought Dan Quinn in because he was a defensive coach. So we thought we were getting ready to bring in a hell of a defense. But
that's right.
That didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And then, like I said, you can't. It's sad I'm a defensive coach, but I have to turn everything over to another defensive coordinator to even improve on what I'm doing. You just got to have some individuals there. He mentioned New England. Well, the thing with New England is they don't keep giving contracts away when they know 2 years from now this contract going to be a bad contract. we're going to make a move right then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know everybody can't, we can't compare nobody to Belichick because we're talking about the top of the line. But just like you just said, even with the other organization, we just got to start trying to do some things. The whole, from the top, the whole mind think of doing things differently. They stop just doing the same thing year after year after year. You know?
Yeah.
And we got to just get more creative. And like I said, whether that's analytics, whatever it is, we've just got to get more creative as an organization. And I'm hoping for this year, you know, you talked about the Hawks. I'm hoping for this year that we're gonna see something with the Hawks because, again, it might be time to make some changes already with them again.
Yeah, yeah. And they're gonna make some changes. And what we were saying about the Falcons is that, you know, you can't go out there and get one of these old coaches that's already done this and done that. You know, we don't need that. We need somebody to come in here with some new blood, some new thinking, and all that stuff, man.
Yep.
We need to start from scratch.
Yep. Start from scratch. We just need a whole new game plan. Even with Rich McKay, I know he's the president. You know, all that we did good. Love the Mercedes being all the, you know, all that's really good. But make sure we understand. I know it's still all about money because again, we got to remember Arthur Blank only paid $500 million or whatever it was for the staff, and now they are down the franchise worth $1.3 billion. So again, he ain't finna sell nothing.
No, he not gonna sell. At least not right now. It's gonna be a while before he sell.
That's exactly right. So it's just a matter of just like you said, just bringing in some new blood, man. It's just time to get something else done. That's the bottom line. We need some kind of younger coach, you know, with some new ideas going in with the film and everything else, a whole new game plan. And we thought we had that with Quinn coming from Seattle, but again, the game's not passing by.
The game's not passing by. Yep. Gain them pad these boy by. They you know, it's just like New Orleans, you know, they use Drew Brees and that other boy all the time.
Hill.
Yeah, Hill.
Yes, right, that's right. A change of pace. That's right.
Yeah. So you know when he come in the game, you don't know if he gonna throw it or if he gonna run it.
That's exactly right. But we keep going back and signing Shaw, the backup quarterback. Who, you know, that's the same thing as Matt Ryan. Why are you signing the same thing again? No kind of change of pace, no kind of anything.
Right. And he left and went and made some money, and he was and you know, he would do the wherever he was. Now he done come back to the Falcons and just sitting on the bench making money.
That's right. And it is not even a young player that you develop and saying for the future. You know, Aaron Rodgers up there. And then Green Bay go and draft Love. You know, we got a young player that's learning from you, that's ready to take over.
That's right. Another quarterback that's getting ready to come in, and if something happened to Aaron Rodgers, you could plug him right in and he'll start running.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we don't have that at all. And like I said, I don't have no problem with Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan decent. You know, he can get the job done. But it seems like when we score points, we can't stop nobody. And then when we stop somebody, we can't score points.
Well, and that's like you said, that's the biggest problem. You know, and again, one more time, that's defensive. You're a head coach, but you're a defensive coordinator, and the defense hadn't got the job done in your 5 years here. And again, Matt can get the job done, but Matt, everything has to be perfect around Matt. With the year that we had Shanahan, he had Matt rolling out doing some things that was uncomfortable to Matt, but it was different, and that's why we had the success that we had up under Shanahan, you know, the second year. But again, now we're back to that same thing, everybody know what play coming, the defense know what play coming, and so again, we're going to have some games that Julio and Matt them score some points. We're going to have some of those games, but then we're also going to have some of those games that, you know, the Chicago Bears scored 20 points in the fourth quarter on the Falcons 2 weeks ago, and then Indianapolis Colts hold them to 11 points in the whole game.
Why
we can't hold nobody down?
I don't know about this, but, you know, I feel sorry for Julio, man. I think, you know, we need to treat Julio and let him, you know, let Julio go somewhere Well, he can damn get him a ring, man. He's sitting over there, you know, sitting over there on the sideline and you can't play, or sitting over there on the sideline, you've been playing, but we losing all the time. Man, imagine going and going over the off season and going on vacation or something with one of the guys that used to play with, from Alabama with you, but he played on another team and they won the Super Bowl last year. Man, we can't do nothing together because all you're gonna be doing is talking trash.
But see, and one more thing to that, Frank, and I'm gonna let you go so you talk. But Julio, and again, we already know that's the MVP. That's Julio's.
Yeah,
one more time, Julio is such a good guy that he don't raise fans with nobody. He don't fuss when they don't get it right. He don't jump on them when they don't get it wrong. You know, even in that game against Dallas. You know, Julio could have ran up there. You're the leader. You're supposed to ran up there and jumped on the ball yourself, not wait for the ball to come to you. You know, you got to get on somebody's butt about not doing that.
Yeah, you got to, man. You got to. And again, these guys on the special teams, that's all they do. So you you're a professional man. You know all the rules of special teams. You know you when to touch the ball. You know when not to touch the ball. How you gonna stand there on a kickoff and do nothing?
All day long. It's good to hear you, man. You take care of yourself, and like I said, it's always good to hear you. Just tell the family I said hello.
All right, Ward. I appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate you listening. We'll talk.
All right.
All right, buddy. So again, guys, I think it's across the board. You know, everyone feel like we need some type of new beginning here in Atlanta, and you know what? It's exciting. It's exciting to me just to know that we got somebody else coming in. That's exciting to me, just to know that we got someone else coming in. And because we have someone else coming in, or you know, gonna be coming in next year, is that's exciting. That should make some ticket sales go up according to who we get, and that's what put money in everybody's pocket. And you know you got to have a winning team in order to make money. You got to have a winning team, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have a winning team here in Atlanta. And, you know, I'm going to say a few more things before I close. But, you know, my wife said something. She said, you know, when we were just starting to, we just started figuring out we're going to build this dome down here in downtown Atlanta, and we got to take over a few businesses and stuff like that in order to build a dome. And they tore down this old church that sat on the corner of Northside Drive and what's now M.L. King Jr. Boulevard. They tore down this old church. Church been there for years and years. And they interviewed some of the members from the church. They interviewed them on TV, asking them about, you know, how did they feel about, you know, the church being torn down and we building a new stadium here. And one of the older ladies in the church, I forgot how long she said she had been a member of the church, but it was a long time. She said she can't believe that we tearing down our church in lieu of a second-rate football team who can't beat anybody. You know, can't beat anybody. And I think that's put a hex on these boys from that point forward. Although we went to the Super Bowl, look, we created history at the Super Bowl, negative history in the Super Bowl. And ever since the Super Bowl, we have been a less than second rate team. Okay? We've been a less than second rate team. The Falcons are not a good team. They 0-5 now, right? 0-5 now. As they, I don't know who else 0-5. Like the Giants. The Giants 0-5. And the Giants should have won that game yesterday against the Cowboys. And again, our prayers go out to Dak Prescott. He broke his ankle yesterday, and that was pretty disheartening. I know it's disheartening for him and the team and the fans and everybody. And I never want to see anybody get hurt like that. But it's something that happened, and it happens in football, and it happens a lot in football. So, our prayers go out to him. Hopefully he'll definitely recover. He's a young man. He'll definitely recover and come back. Hope he come back full steam ahead and go ahead and get out of that Cowboys franchise and go somewhere else where he can make him some money. But as far as the Falcons go, I don't know. At this point, if we go through the season and, my wife talking about we're going to go 0-16, but I don't think we're going to go 0-16. I think we're going to win a few games, and we might win more than a few. But to be there and to be sitting there at draft time for some type of pick, the boy out of Clemson or somebody from Justin Fields or whatever, we got to bring somebody in that's going to be a backup to Matt Ryan. Again, I have no qualms with Matt Ryan. I think he's a decent quarterback, one of the top in the NFL. He just with a bad team. Okay? He just with a bad team. All of us, I think all of us feel a lot better about what's going on. I think Dan Quinn should have been fired after that Dallas game. After that Cowboys game, that was the second game of the season, right? I think so. After that Dallas game, I would have sent him on packing. I'm sure that that they all ride together on the plane coming back home or going out there and coming back home. So if I was Arthur Blank, I'd have went ahead and told them guys then that when we get back to Atlanta, you guys go ahead and clean your stuff out of your lockers. Go ahead and clean your stuff out of your lockers. And, we're going to move on from here. You guys not getting the job done. Go ahead and clean your stuff out of the lockers. We got to do something new, And you have to. You have to, because in the NFL, it's all about winning. And you get dragged through the mud when you're a loser, especially in the NFL. You just get dragged through the mud. So enough about the Falcons. Hopefully you guys will get, more excited about them. Hopefully we'll have a good product to put on the field. We got a good product to put on the field. What am I talking about? We got a good product to put on the field. We got some great names that we can put on the field, but we just can't make a mesh. We just can't figure out how to get them all to tune in together and to play together and ride through this wave up and down, up and down. The Carolina Panthers are not better than the Falcons. They're not. But, hey, they beat us, right? Seattle. I think we should have won the game against Seattle. But Seattle looked like they got the MVP of the league this year. He's going crazy with it. They won yesterday on the last minute. And then Chicago. We're definitely better than Chicago. Who else we lost against? There's one more in there that we lost against. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Hopefully, we can turn this thing around. We'll get a win next week. And maybe we can come out, 3-5 at midseason. Maybe we can come out 3-5 at midseason. We got a few games coming up that we should take. We should take. And I thought we were going to take these games. But, you know, hey, we got Carolina to play again. We got Tampa Bay to play twice still. We got New Orleans to play twice still. We are in trouble this year. But hopefully next year, things will get better. You won't see Dan Quinn on that sideline anymore. All right? And again, hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hey, I hope you guys have a great Monday, a great week. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. I'm having some work done here at the house, and but hopefully I'll be back tomorrow about the same time here, and we can run this again tomorrow. We'll have a great topic, and we'll do the show again. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. This spring, I'm over.
California.
I'm out.
Come on.
That's right.